Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I know, guys, we've been talking extensively about Israel and putting our support and our prayers behind Israel, but one of the things that's being reported in Jerusalem Post, which I thought was pretty interesting, is that this is not a war, they're saying, of choice. This is a war of necessity.
Amen.
Big difference. I mean, nobody chooses to go to war lightly.
Right.
I mean, there's a clear understanding that casualties, you know, are going to happen. But understand this, that when enemies are shooting rockets at you and you don't defend yourself, you're still at war. You're just not defending yourself. And Israel has been very tolerant. They've dealt with uprisings. They've dealt with situations as they've come up. And this one's no different. And it's amazing, but yet again, it's not amazing how quick people lose focus of the narrative and of what really happened there. It's like all this other stuff happens. Like, well, let's go back to the original intent. Let's go back to how this thing all started. And what the media is doing is that they're embedding the reporters, many of them, in the Gaza Strip. They're constantly there. My Red Alert app. Oh, my goodness. I purposely have not turned it off or lowered it, but all night, all morning, I continually was hearing alerts and sirens. And what this Code Red Alert, Alert Israel app, and we do have it on the Torch, and we'll make sure they're related for you. You can download it at your Google Play or App Store. It's free, but it alerts Israel when rockets are being launched into their cities, and it'll tell the city, and they only have about 15, 20 seconds to get into a shelter. But you can empathize as a believer. You can empathize and you can be aware of what is happening. The other thing you can do is that on your phone, especially Apple, you can actually select the weather on your Apple phone for the city like Jerusalem. And you can actually know when it's evening there and when it's light. Just give you perspective so that you can know and when to pray and how to pray and how things are happening and unfolding on an hourly basis. But you got to know the story behind the story. Three Israeli Jews. One of them was an American, was kidnapped by Hamas, and they were killed. Brutally, they were killed, murdered, and thrown into a ditch. And I just sensed right from the beginning, I just felt like I had a knowing from the Lord that although these boys were missing for 18 days, I had a sense and a knowing that these boys weren't going to be found alive. And just something you just don't want to say because, you know, the nation is believing, you know, in hope. They're wanting these children to be found and be delivered and brought back. We just, I just knew that. And I had a sense that this is going to be the tipping point. And then the Lord spoke to me prophetically in a dream about some things that, that we pray don't come to pass. But we've seen, you know, where acts of terror are going to take a large amount of lives, Israeli lives. And so now they're in a war started out with defending themselves and shooting rockets back into Gaza. And as things unfolded, like tunnels were discovered a mile long, and they knew that they were there, but you know, Hamas had the audacity, if you will, to come up through those tunnels and thought they were going to surprise attack Israel, and they had all kinds of RPGs and all kinds of, you know, serious weapons with them to commit these acts of terrorists. And that was kind of the last straw. That was the straw that broke, I guess, the camel's back. And Israel said, in order to properly and efficiently eradicate and get rid of all of these tunnels, there is no other choice but to actually go in the ground.
Right.
We're going to have to invade. We're going to have to bring our tanks. We're going to have to bring
ground assault.
A ground assault, which you're familiar with in the military.
What I think is just so amazing, like you're talking about the narrative as far as like so much of the media is talking about from a Gaza perspective. It's just, this has been a continual, I mean, backing up, Gaza has continued to send rockets continually over and over. The Red Alert app, like you're talking about, has just recently brought that awareness. Like, we've known Gaza has shot continuous rockets into Israel. But to think about, now that Israel's taken that, it's like, okay, no more. Now that they've made that decision to defend themselves, to defend the state of Israel and go into Gaza, all of a sudden all the media is now having an eye on Israel and saying, look at all what's going on. It's like, where was the attention before?
Where were they?
Exactly.
Where were they?
Why is this now happening now that Israel's making that choice?
Yeah. And so it's interesting that the cameras show up now.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Right,
but,
right.
But hey, we're glad we're there because we're going to tell the whole story. Not going to tell part of the story. We're going to share everything that's happening. And so they're in, and you have to know that when you, you know, up to this point, they haven't lost any casualties. Israel hasn't. And, you know, you have to know that you're going to be able to, you know, you're going to lose lives. You're putting folks in danger, mm-hmm. but that this is all part of it. And it's great to have leadership and to know that your leadership makes strong decisions like Bibi, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He just goes in, he makes decisions, he gets to his cabinet, and they take decisive measures. But one of the things that's happening is that Hamas is using their people as shields. You know, and Bibi has said that, hey, we use our missiles to defend our people, but Hamas is using their people to defend their missiles, and they're putting these rocket launchers, and they're putting all of these in homes, out of the kitchen window, in schoolyards.
Wow.
In schoolyards. This is what they're doing, and it's just horrific. And they're using their folks as human shields, and what's happening is that these people have been taken captive. I mean, you really want to pray for the Palestinian people because they have a gang, if you will. Hamas is a militant, brutal gang that doesn't really care about these people, you know, their people. Mm-hmm. They're throwing the children, they're throwing the women in front of their missiles, and to them, they win in a very weird and demonic way. They win when their people are dying, when their people are losing their lives. It's, mm-hmm. it's like this sacrifice, if you will.
Right.
And then they're parading the bodies and the tragedy, video. Mm-hmm. Look what Israel's doing, mm-hmm. when they're pushing. I mean, the normal person doesn't say, well, that's not right. I can't possibly be having. No, it's happening. You're trying to apply sane principles, you know, to a totally demonic situation. I mean, this is just not right. You don't use human beings, mm-hmm. as shields. You just don't do that. And so this is what's unfolding. This is what's happening. When we get back from this break, we're going to show you video from IDF, Israeli Defense blog, and Defense Forces, where they're going to show you exactly what Hamas has been doing. And this is something that, I'm going to be honest with you, I have not seen reported at all in the national media. They're not showing this. It's just kind of giving the story behind the story and leading up to what is happening now in Israel. And now they're in Gaza. They're fighting. They're getting rid of these tunnels. Mm-hmm. That, you understand, they're 59 feet down in the ground, and they're a mile length long. I mean, they're underground, going all the way towards Israel. It's like someone popping up in your backyard or in your neighborhood under the ground. And what they do is they try to kidnap Israelis and drag them down underneath the tunnel and bring them all the way back. There were rumored reports, allegedly, that an IDF soldier was captured, but my understanding is that those are just rumors. It's not true. Mm-hmm. I think the last time an Israeli soldier was captured, they traded the Israeli soldier for 1,000 Palestinians.
Wow.
One soldier for 1,000 Palestinians. Wow. So, but it's not, you know, it's just being reported. A lot of things are just being shared that are not right, not accurate. We do our very best to provide you what we know is true and relate and give you as many sources as possible so that you can do your own research and look and see extensively. But we have a video for you. I want you to see firsthand from IDF. This is their information that they're putting out on their blog, and of course it's related. But we want you to see what Hamas is actually doing with their people. Watch this.
Hamas uses civilian areas in order to protect its terrorists and infrastructure in Gaza. Concealed rocket launchers, weapons storage facilities, and command centers are located in civilian neighborhoods. Some of them are even located inside of houses. Operation Protective Edge has exposed Hamas' distorted priorities. The terrorist organization launches rockets from civilian areas. It also urges civilians to ignore IDF warnings before airstrikes and remain in areas from which they were told to evacuate.
داخلية كذلك دعت للمواطنين لعدم الاستجابة لتحذيرات الاحتلال.
ندعو أبناء شعبنا الفلسطيني وندعوهم للبقاء في بيوتهم.
ما إنه اثبتوا في بيوتكم كما عهدناكم ولا تستجيبوا لحرب الإشاعات ولهذه الحرب النفسية التي يشنها العدو الصهيوني.
Hamas is encouraging Palestinian civilians to become human shields for terror targets.
The policy of the people confronting the Israeli warplanes with their bare chests in order to protect their homes has proven effective against the occupation. This is something the people should hear. We aren't leading our people today to destruction, we're leading our people to death.
Hamas does not hesitate to place civilians in the line of fire, despite the IDF's efforts to minimize civilian casualties.
This is what's being done. It's cowardly. It's cowardly, it's evil, and it's wrong. And a lot of the media is reporting it wrong, but we're going to get it right by God's grace and kind of share with you the truth of what's happening. This is the truth. They're using people as shields, and it's wrong. And they're the ones responsible for a lot of the civilian deaths. Israel goes at great length to accurately, you know, look for their target and be able to kill soldiers. They're not interested in killing civilians. They're interested in killing those that are doing terrorist attacks against them.
Well, that's that significant difference. And I think it was, I don't know if it was the Prime Minister Netanyahu that stated that. It's just like the big difference between the two, between basically Gaza and Israel. It's just like one is using missiles to defend the people, and one is using the people to defend their missiles. And when you look at basically the surgical operations of how Israel's operating, it's just the fact that they're so aware, just like how you can see on that video, if you go back on the torch and just see, it's just like they have a target, and it's just mere meters away from a school and or a hospital. It's just like they're aware. It's just like, okay, and the beautiful thing is that they're able to penetrate that and still leave those buildings of importance unhindered. Right. Unaffected.
Right. Give us that perspective as someone who fought in Fallujah, Iraq.
Correct.
You know, you're raiding, you're going into homes, you're looking for the enemy. Mm-hmm. What's the process and of, you know, knowing that there's an enemy, could be civilian? Talk to us about that, because, you know, people are quick to make judgment, but until you're
absolutely
the one.
Absolutely. Well, it's extremely stressful because you have to, I mean, the whole thing is just that proper target acquisition. It's like you're looking at hands, you're looking at hips, you're looking at waistlines, looking at if there's weapon systems, because you have that constant, it doesn't stop. Because
Steve, you were a Marine and you served two tours of duty in Iraq.
Correct. And that's the difficult thing, and especially when you're in an urban environment, there's always people around you, and you have that constant assessment just going on, and you're just looking over people, and you're just like, okay, where's the threat? Where's the threat? And it makes it that much more of an emphasis, and it highlights that importance to, you have to pay attention, but it's that much more of a highlight to the state of Israel that they're putting so much of an emphasis to defend not only Israel, but they're looking out for the innocent ones.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's so important. You know, what you're hearing is a echo, a chorus, if you will, of what's being said is that Israel must defend itself, but just don't fire rockets into Gaza. I mean, just don't touch Gaza. It's like, isn't that a double-sided message? Isn't that talking out of both sides? And reportedly, Secretary Kerry, John Kerry, did a host of shows where he was communicating about what was happening in Israel, amongst other things. And he was recorded in an off-mic comment that he was making to one of his assistants that was at a screenshot. And allegedly, he was making some statements regarding how he was frustrated with basically what Israel was doing. And, you know, we'll make sure that's related for you so you can see it yourself. But then when he was asked about it on the Fox show by Chris Wallace, he says, well, Israel has the right to defend itself, and he's saying all the right things. Understand that more things are happening behind the scenes, and it's for us, for Christians, for believers, to let it be known. I mean, President Benjamin Netanyahu asked us. He said, friends of Israel, let it be known. You know, it's only during times of crisis and trials that you know who your friends are. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to be around when there's a party and things are going good and the blessings are flowing, but when the hard times come, when the challenging times come, are you a fair weather friend, or can you stay and stand when it all counts? And let me tell you, it counts right now. This is when it counts. And so you need to be vocal. You need to do all that you can do. Chief thing, as always, is to pray and to seek God and to stand in the gap, but also to support financially. You know, there's great organizations. KUFA is one of them. I mean, VFN TV. I mean, here we are educating and keeping the conversation in the forefront so that we can let others and believers know what is happening real time, real time, and we can be informed to stand in the gap. And that's what you need to do. You need to be a part of it. We also want you to see what's happening in Ashkelon so that you can see actually on the ground, if you will. CBN I believe it's George Thomas, who is there in Israel, and he had the opportunity to take a tour of a hospital in Ashkelon. If you know about Ashkelon, it's very close to the Gaza Strip border. If you have the code red alert, you're constantly seeing these rockets being fired in two cities. They're being fired in many cities, but Sderot and Ashkelon. We get back from this break. We want to show you a tour of the hospital, of what it's like to operate a hospital facility a few feet away, if you will, yeah. Just, you know, right from the border where these rockets are coming in. And we wanted to give you an update and kind of show you exactly on the ground what it looks like to work in a hospital in Ashkelon, which is very close to the Gaza Strip, where a lot of rockets are continually being fired there in the city of Sderot. We want you to see what those doctors, what their a day in the life, what they have to deal with in a combat-ready hospital made for civilians. Watch this.
This is day 12 of Israel's ongoing offensive against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. It has been a busy day. This morning began the news of an infiltration. Israeli soldiers had confronted them, and the IDF is reporting directly from their website that two IDF soldiers were killed today during foiling the infiltration from the central Gaza Strip. We've traveled about an hour and a half west of Jerusalem to this city, Ashkelon. In some ways, is the epicenter. So many rockets that are fired from Gaza are heading towards Ashkelon. This hospital is so close to the Gaza border and has become sort of a triage for many of the wounded. Today we had a chance to tour the hospital with the deputy director to get a sense of what life is like. This is no ordinary hospital. In normal circumstances, this is a jam-packed hospital, but because of the situation surrounding the war, they're operating at 50% capacity. At one point, we're getting a tour, the sirens go off, and you see video of people, the hospital staff, scrambling to get to the nearest shelter to get a sense of what life is like here. Here's what the deputy director had to say.
We've been living with this situation of rockets exploding above the hospital, and some of them were exploding within the premises of the hospital. It means that our staff... driving back and forth, coming for their shifts, are under threat.
And every day on average, how many rockets?
No, on normal days, on normal days, yeah. When there is not conflict of this size, we have, in Ashkelon, it's usually one or two per week, mm-hmm. And there are weeks with no rockets, yeah. At all.
But during this time of the operation,
of operation, we have between 5 and 25 a day.
25 to 25 a
five
day?
5 to 25 a day.
Yeah,
yes.
Exploding here.
This is
like the epicenter in some ways.
Yes.
Ashkelon. I mean,
yes.
India, it's a lot of the of the rocket barrage fire from Hamas.
Yes. As we are 12 kilometers from the border, yeah. They can use the short distance rockets to hit... to hit Ashkelon.
We will continue to bring you up-to-date information on the situation taking place with this Israeli offensive. Please continue to check CBNNews.com as well as our social platforms, Facebook and Twitter. I'm George Thomas reporting for CBN News from Ashkelon, Israel.
Wow. Reports from the front line gives you perspective as to what is happening. 5 to 25 rockets a day are hitting Ashkelon. And this is something in the midst of trying to help people in the hospital and trying to get them, nursing them back, they have to run into shelters to protect themselves. You know, we want to continue to share, you know, what's happening. It's being reported right now that two Americans were actually killed while fighting for in Israeli Defense Forces in Gaza Strip. You're seeing right now a picture of Max Steinberg. He was 24 years old from California. And he passed away in the first conflict battle, if you will, that occurred on Sunday, where 13 Israelis were killed and 65 Palestinians. Our hearts go out to the tragedy, the loss of Steinbergs, and many of the you know Israeli soldiers have lost their lives for Israel. But this young man is from California, and he first went to Israel on a birthright trip. These birthright trips are pretty interesting. When I lived in New Jersey, I had known a couple of people that have had the opportunity to go on these birthright trips. And mm-hmm. What it is that Israel has this trip where it provides for free. Any Israeli between the ages of 18 to 24, it's a free trip to go to Israel. And they go to Israel and they get an opportunity to know about Israel, see what it is to be a Jew in Israel, and just get educated and get informed so that they can know about their homeland. And he told his parents that upon, you know, going there, he says, I'm going back and I'm gonna fight in IDF and I'm gonna be a part of defending Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And he made good on his promise. And so he gave his life for defending his country. And I thought that was just very honorable thing to do. And his parents are flying out to Israel now, and they're taking care of all the things that they have to take care of. But this is the reality of war. And you need, honorable men and women that are willing to stand in the gap and to say, we're going to stand. We're going to stand. We're going to defend ourselves. We're not going to allow terrorists to continue to terrorize our communities, to terrorize our homes. Enough is enough. Mm-hmm. And it's something like a bully. After a while, someone keeps bullying and bullying and bullying. And after a while, there's something happens to that person that gets bullied and says, we're going to do something about it. If I die, I die. But we're going to do something about this. You know what I mean? We're going to stand up, and we're going to do something. And just watch out. Watch out what they do. Trust me. Hopefully, this would be something that's squashed. But history and the Bible tells us that this is going to be a continual conflict in that area. With all this that's happening, it's not just the Jews in Israel that we have to continue to pray for. But we have to pray for Jews all around the nation and all around the world. It's being reported right now that there have been protests in Europe, and they said tens of thousands of people participated over the past several days in violent protests. Against Israel in London and in Paris, okay? And other locations around the world with protesters attacking synagogues.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is what's happening. They're attacking Jewish communities, and among the institutions where extra security has been stationed is the world-famous headquarters for the Lubavitch Hasidic movement in Crown Heights section of Brooklyn. It's not in the best of communities, if you will, that are safe, and so they're asking for extra security. Those that can actually pay for security are doing that out of their own resources. So understand that when all eyes are on Israel, when you have folks that basically hate Israel. It's just the reality. They hate, it's the Saturday people first, and then it's the Sunday people next, which is the Jews and the Christians, that this anti-Semitic racist feeling and sentiment is spread all over the world. And so now Jews that are in Jewish communities are being targeted, they're being harassed, they're being persecuted, and their lives are in danger too.
Mm-hmm.
So in your community, you can become a watchful eye. You can be a concerned prayer partner. You can be one to stand in the gap and look out for your fellow citizen, your American citizen who happens to be Jewish, and they have a right to not be harassed in this country or in any country in the world. But our hearts and our prayers are with them, and we encourage you to do all that you can in the chance and the opportunity that you have to do it. Listen, the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized during the lifetime of that opportunity. And once it's done, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be on the right side of history. You want to be one that says, I'm going to stand. I remember as a parent, it's important that you instill that into your children. I will never forget the words that my mother would tell me and my sister at times. And when things in crisis like this would happen around the world when we were younger, she would always tell us, love on the Jews, protect the Jews. Don't join in anything says in school. Don't be friends with anyone that is hatred towards them. And it always stuck with me. And we were young, very young when she said that. And it's amazing the amount of influence you have as a parent on your children, on your friends, and your families. Don't remain silent. Don't remain silent at a time like this. It's going to take all of us to keep the truth out and to be prayerful and to be concerned.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, You can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.